Prado in Miami.
And this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the New York Community Trust, working with Lowell School to educate young people for a life of global citizenship in the 21st century.
WCVE, Public Radio HD. Andy Foldenauer joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for the Monday morning analysis of the business news. He's sitting in for Brian Ford today. Welcome, Andy.
Good morning, Wayne.
Well, just over a week ago, we thought the announcement of the European bailout fund would ease investors' concerns. But based on all that's happened in Greece last week, culminating, of course, in the fall of the Greek government, it seems the financial world is still on tenterhooks.
That's correct. Yeah, what a difference a week makes. A week ago appeared that the leaders and policymakers of the Eurozone had worked out the basics of a new bailout package to ease concerns about the debt crisis that has been plaguing the area. And here we are one short week later, and the honeymoon period of excitement and optimism for that package has worn off. Also, you know, as you mentioned, Greece dominated the headlines again with its unexpected political maneuvering that shook investor confidence. And as a result, stocks fell and safe haven bonds rallied for the week. On a somewhat more positive front, U.S. economic data was once again not as bad as feared. A manufacturing report, which serves as a key leading indicator for the economy, showed improvements in some key components. Also, the employment report on Friday was slightly better as the rate fell to 9%. And there were significantly more jobs gained in August and September than initially thought. But unfortunately for investors, all the focus is still on the uncertainty in Europe and the political maneuvering there, which triggers quite a bit of day-to-day volatility depending on the news or rumors of the day. You know, Greece is garnering all of the headlines, and the bottom line is that it needs to get its political house in order to avoid an unmanaged default of its debt and remain in the euro currency, even if they ultimately agree to the strict austerity measures to receive funds from the new bailout package. It is still a band-aid to a much larger problem.
Well, concerns over Italy and its debt situation continue to grow. What's the latest there?
Yeah, while Greece has garnered most of the headlines, they are merely a sideshow. Italy is much more the epicenter. As Europe's third largest economy and the world's third largest government bond market, Italy is much more important than Greece. Unfortunately, their borrowing costs have been rising sharply over the past several weeks, which makes it even more difficult for them to pay down their large debt burden. One of the key metrics we follow is the spread or the difference between the yield on Italian sovereign bonds versus German bonds. The spread reflects the higher risk premium that investors place on Italy, and on Friday, the spread hit a record of 4.6 percentage points. Part of the reason for increased concern is market analysts are questioning the structure and firepower of the new bailout package. You know, some analysts don't believe the plan will be strong enough to backstop the Italian and Spanish debt markets. Also, Italy's prime minister has been fighting his own political battles and backlash over its failure to adopt reforms to defuse the debt situation. He's seen significant defections from his political party and is refusing numerous calls to step down from power.
Mm-hmm.
What does this all mean? Well, it was a positive sign for a couple of weeks ago to have policymakers step up to the plate and put forth a significant plan to try and ease concerns about a financial crisis. But unfortunately, it appears that bigger steps are going to be needed, and ongoing political maneuvering will add to the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the Eurozone debt situation will be a topic of conversation for some time to come.
Yeah. We have 2 minutes left. With so much negative financial news coming out of Europe, are there areas around the world that are showing some positive signs?
With a lot of the discussion on the debt situations both in Europe and the U.S., it is worth discussing the emerging virtues of emerging markets. Emerging markets refers to countries where their economy is not as developed or mature, but also are nations with business activity in the process of rapid growth and industrialization. A few examples of emerging markets are South Korea, Brazil, China, and India, and so on. And at a time when developed markets like the U.S. and many European countries still face a painful multi-year deleveraging process, emerging markets seem better positioned. Similar to what the U.S. and Europe is going through right now, emerging markets endured a similar tumultuous period in the mid to late 90s. They have learned many lessons from that and changed their conduct, thereby reducing the risk of a sequel. Emerging markets generally carry low government debt loads, and because of their effort to significantly increase their foreign cash reserves, they have essentially dug a protective moat around their economies and institutions. They're now more capable of boosting economic activity during periods of stress and are less vulnerable to speculative attack than in previous decades. You know, these distinctions should ultimately translate into solid economic growth, further increases in prosperity, and improved investment returns for the emerging market sector. Now, of course, it's not entirely clear sailing, as each individual region can grapple with its own problems like high inflation or a dependency on high commodity prices. And emerging markets can no more guarantee a near-term investment win than any other asset class. But I will say that their emerging virtues make them an increasingly attractive investment option for the long run, so long as the risks are properly understood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our thanks to Andy Foldenauer at RBC Wealth Management for his analysis this morning, sitting in for Brian Ford. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Wayne. Have a good week.
Okay. WCBE Public Radio HD. Portions of today's programming are made possible by the Clothes Rack, celebrating 6 years in its second location at 6780 Forest Hill Avenue. Happy anniversary. The time is 20 before 9.